This is the June 26th meeting of the Pacifica Elections Committee, meeting in teleconference, 6 p.m. Pacifica Daylight Time. And this is Carolyn Burden, the chair, and if everyone would identify themselves, we can begin, I think. Well, perhaps I should call the roll. That might be easier. Mary Berg is not here yet. Betty Heffley?
Present.
Okay. Rob Robinson? Rob just went off the call for a minute. Wendy? Shaw?
Sherelle here.
Sherelle, sorry. Ted Weisgall?
Here.
Okay. Ron Williams? All right. Well, we had a couple people here who went off temporarily, and I assume they'll be back. Does everybody have a copy of the draft agenda that I sent around very late?
My email is full up, and I was not able to receive it. Any emails that have been sent to me since sometime late yesterday.
Oh, dear.
I can't get them.
I have a copy. I didn't print it.
Okay. So shall I read it through?
Please.
And Ted, can you get it now if we send it?
No.
Okay. First
and for
item
the benefit
is
of the webcast, why not let the world know what our agenda is?
Yes. The first item was setting the agenda with approximate times allotted for guidance, 5 minutes on that. After that, the first agenda item was the committee composition, our quorum, 10 minutes. 2 is the next meeting date. 3 is the minutes from June 6th and June 12th. And again, they were sent out late today in draft form. 4 was reports, 10 minutes each from 4 different working groups. The PNB quarterly meeting, report back on that. The Resolutions Implementation Committee, the Job Descriptions and Timeline Committee, and the Database Integrity and Audit Group. The next item was this number here, number 5. Unfinished business. A was the WBAI Election Rescue Act. 5 minutes for that. B was legal opinion on extension of the elections time frame. 5 minutes for that. And C was the mission statement for this committee. 10 minutes for that. And number 6 was new business. I suggested 60 minutes for that. A was an analysis discussion of PNB resolutions from 2004. And B was an analysis and discussion of last year's recommendations that the PNB did not pass, but which the Elections Review Committee did recommend. And then an adjournment time, which was left open. And that was the end of the suggested agenda.
Carolyn, this is not a very clear signal, and I couldn't clearly understand the 2 items of new business.
All right. A was the analysis and discussion of the Pacifica National Board resolutions that they passed in 2004. And they were included in that table that was appended to the ERC report, which I sent around. I don't know if you got that before your mailbox filled up. And item 2 was, or B, was the analysis and discussion of the recommendations that the Elections Committee sent around that were not passed by the PNB. They weren't even considered. And that was on pages 6, 7, and 8 of that table that was attached to the report.
And when was that report put out?
I think I sent it out just before the June 17th, 16th, or 17th, just before I left for Berkeley. I sent it out as an attachment, and I think I put it in the file section. I'm not sure.
Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Oh,
Hi.
Hi. I didn't realize it was this number, and I was trying the other one, and there was nobody there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't even know what... Oh, it's 4:30. Okay. So, who all
well,
is that's, there?
Well, so far we have yourself, Patty Hesley, Rob Robinson, Wendy Scholl, Ted Weisskopf, and LeVon Williams.
Okay, so...
One of the people has gone off to make calls to you and other people.
Oh.
We'll be back.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see.
And I've just finished reading through that draft agenda that was sent around late today. I don't know if you had time to look at it.
No, I just came in. Let's see. I better try to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I didn't turn on the computer, but let's see. So, LeVon, Rob, Patty.
Any questions on the items that I've read out so far? Or any additions?
Can we take things out?
You mean you want to go home before 11 o'clock?
I have to.
What would you like to rearrange?
Yeah, actually, I would like us to remove the minutes of our last meeting. I think the report that you put together for the National Board sort of reflects that, and we don't need to waste time on that tonight.
To remove them?
That's not the agenda.
Oh.
Either that or we could just move approval. And
yeah, if they're approved, I mean, if you...
Well, not everybody has seen them, evidently. Ted hasn't seen them yet.
Oh.
And I don't know if everybody else has. What's your pleasure on the minutes, people? Should we consider them, remove them, or not?
I'd say table them to our next meeting. We got too much to do tonight.
Any objections to that?
Well, I suppose not. I mean, I don't know. I come in late, so I'm not sure what's going on. I haven't seen the agenda. I'm just... Let's see.
Anyone else come back on? LeVon?
So let me see. We've got you and LeVon and Robin, Patty and Wendy Scholl, and who else?
Rob Robinson and Ted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is LeVon. I'm sorry, with your
There's six people. There's seven people with me.
That's seven with you, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. LeVon, the question, someone suggested tabling the minutes because not everybody has seen them and we're short on time until the next meeting. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry I had mute on, but yeah, that's fine.
All right, if there are no objections, then we'll table that. So that eliminates number three. Any other changes? Or
I move approval of the agenda as amended.
And was there any other change to it but that?
Yeah, are there any objections? All right, then we'll consider the agenda approved. And
Well, did you find someone who's taking notes, or am I to take them?
No, we didn't, Mary. Glad to have you.
Okay, so then let me know, was there any other change beside the tabling of the minutes?
No. Do you have a copy, or shall I read them through again?
No, I'm looking at it on the computer.
All right, that's fine.
Okay. So
no other change.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first item, then, is the committee composition re-quorum. I just wanted to bring people up to date, which I started to do before everyone got here. So far, we have no one from KPFK. Julie Rodriguez and Kimberly King are definitely off. Bill Gallegos said he would get back to me probably if he could, but he has not. Julie said she would call for an election in KPFK to elect, I guess, three new people. And in W, we're short two people, Gloria Turner and Jane Gatewood, whom I have not heard from. So that brings us to down to 10 from 15. Oh, Serene Roberts isn't here. I saw her yesterday, but she did not indicate whether she was going to be here or not.
So the people that are absent, are we including Bill Gagos, and are we including Gloria Turner still?
Well, this will be their, if they miss these meetings, this will be their third meeting, and then they must be replaced.
Okay. And no one of the absents have been excused. I mean,
no one else was asked to be excused, although Richard, we know where Richard is. And
Well, he should be here. Well, maybe he, I don't know where he was and how he got
here. Yeah. Oh, and Melinda also had another meeting. She said she would try, but she wasn't sure, so.
Right.
So that's where we are.
Yeah, this is Lauren. At the PNB meeting, Julie, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten back with her because I've been a little busy this past week, but she had said that she was going to participate. So I can try to reach her this week to see exactly what her plans are, if you'd like me to.
Oh, did she say that to you at the meeting?
Yeah, that's what she said.
She wrote to me, and she said she was going to try to set up an election.
She indicated that she was going to participate, but I'm not sure. I have to get with her to get the details.
All right, good.
And Richard, if we can excuse him, because I'm not really sure. I think he's still in Tucson.
Oh, right, right. He wasn't there in person. That's right. He was on the phone, so yeah.
On the phone, right. Because we had an LSB meeting this afternoon. It was very fruitful, let me ask.
Well, it ended
But anyway, the status in terms of the individuals that I'm aware of. Thank you.
I'm just trying to get a list of who is on the committee, so who's absent. So right now we still include Gloria, right? And we include Jane.
No, Gloria just hasn't responded. Well, after tonight, meeting.
And let's see, Jane. Okay. And Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So we've got I show six people absent. That's 13. Is that right?
One. I mean, unexcused.
Yeah. Well, excused and unexcused both.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for bearing with me while I got that caught up. Okay.
Okay. So that means that for tonight at least we have a quorum because we are seven and we can work.
Right.
But Rob is going to try to work on filling the W slots and we'll have one on BAI, I guess. And then two or three on KPFK.
Madam Chair, may I speak to this issue of quorum?
Please.
Yeah.
It
is now 34 minutes after the hour, and I am very clear, number one, that committees cannot establish their own rules. That is clearly stated in the in Robert's Rules of Order. The bylaws of Pacifica only state what a quorum is for the national board. Roberts does say that the bylaws should establish what quorums are for committees, but our bylaws don't. They are moot. And therefore, Roberts says that the people who show up for the meeting are the quorum. We cannot establish our own rules, number one, and number two, Robert says that whoever shows up is a quorum. We can't do anything on our own. We have to always get it approved by the national board. It's a waste of, in my case now, over 30 minutes for us to start a meeting. I don't want to do that. And I think the chair should be advised by the rest of the group that we will start our meetings within what Robert says is 10 or 15 minutes grace at the most. If we do something in a particular meeting, we ought to certainly report it to the rest of the committee at the next meeting so that they're aware and they can always get us to reconsider something.
Mm-hmm. Who just came
on? But we are violating the bylaws of Pacifica by not starting these meetings promptly within 10 or 15 minutes.
Ted, someone
said live. Yes, excuse me, Ted. Did someone just come on?
Yes, Melinda.
Melinda. Okay, Melinda, thank you. Ted was just making a point about the bylaws.
Well, I thought that was Rob.
No, Ted.
It was Ted, and it's like I said in the note, we're volunteers, we have lives, and actually, Ted, unlike you, I don't live next door to the station, so I had to come back from the meeting you and I both were in today.
Point of order, nobody's chastising you, Melinda. Can we move the agenda, please?
Good idea.
Well,
the point about the quorum, however, I do want to say one thing about it. Actually, the motion that formed this committee is probably bound by the same rules as it's formed every other committee. I will look into that, Ted, that the bylaws, by implication, we have the same rules as the other committees. The other question is whether or not the motion that formed us was sufficient in that it did not state what the quorum was or how people were appointed. Barring that, I think we were bound by the previous precedents, the precedents for other committees.
No,
but
I don't.
Point we'll take and we'll look at it.
Okay, let me. I'm going to say two quick things to respond to what Melinda said. Yeah, we're all volunteers. We all have our own other lives, and to waste 30 minutes.
Excuse me, please.
Ted.
What? Okay, sorry.
To waste time when we all have busy lives and other things to do is not fair, and precedent in this case, if you've been doing something wrong for a long, long, long period of time, it doesn't mean that you should continue to do things wrong.
Then quit doing something wrong, Ted, right now, and let the meeting go.
All right, let's move the agenda as requested. Thank you, Ted. Next meeting date is the next item. It was posted on the KPFTX calendar as the 12th, and I think we had it set as the 10th. What was your understanding for the meeting date, please? From everyone, what was your understanding from the notes?
Well, let other people speak first, because I know what I've...
Yeah,
meeting, what are you talking about, the last meeting?
No, the next meeting in July. I thought we had set it for July 10th, which is a Sunday night, and I looked on the KPFTX calendar, and it's posted for the 12th, which is a Tuesday.
That's my understanding of Sunday.
Well, what does the secretary say?
Well, I said it was the 10th.
Oh, I see.
I'd say it's the 10th, too.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm looking at June. Let me see here.
Well, the 10th was the 12th. The 12th was on a Sunday in June.
Oh, that's right.
Tuesday in July.
Oh, so it was just the same date, the 12th, but now it's on a Tuesday. But we had the 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
All right, then I'll have to change the calendar. Mary, can you change the calendar, KPFTX, or shall I? Please
I can get, if I'm, I know how to do it if I'm allowed access to it, but I'm not set up to do it now, but I could get
I'll talk to you offline, that's fine. That's
pardon me?
I'll talk to you offline about that after the meeting.
Okay, who's the one that's, does LaVarne post to it now?
This is LaVarne, I believe, I'm sorry, this is LaVarne. I think Carolyn, I'm not sure who posted this meeting. I know I posted the ones in June, but Carolyn will speak to you offline, Mary, about
okay.
The post.
Okay,
thank you. Minutes we've already disposed of, so we're down to the original number 4, which is reports. Could we have reports from Patty and Wendy and LaVarne about the meeting, the PNB meeting? I had allotted 10 minutes. We failed to agree to these times. Is 10 minutes all right for this with everyone? Or?
You're just talking about what happened as concerns this committee?
Probably, yes. Or anything else you think we need to know?
There was one action item as it relates to this committee, which is that I don't have the motion. I guess you guys do, but this committee was asking that the elections committee be considered a standing committee of the PNB, and the members they didn't like the term standing committee because in the bylaws they spell out which committees of the PNB are standing committees. So once they understood that the intent was to remove the date. The original mandate of this committee said that we had to have a report on the last election by a certain date, and I believe it was June.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did agree that this committee's work should be ongoing and passed a resolution to that effect, removing the deadline for this committee, and because they understand that there are election issues all year long.
Okay.
I changed phones.
Oh.
I don't have the minutes from the meeting quite yet. It's only been a week, so I could do it better if I had it in front of me, but that was...
Mm-hmm.
Deal. They didn't want to call it a standing committee, but they agreed that it is an ongoing committee.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good.
I knew that part, but I'm not sure.
Lauren and Patty, anything else to add?
Then we also, this is Lauren, we also passed a little motion by Hicks and that we have to put in the financial impact of any motion. So, you know, our short-term impact on this is zero, but long-term impact should be a reduction in the election cost to the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have to...
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else to add?
That was really it. We didn't spend much time on elections at that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And nothing else that you thought you pinched on us?
Just that, you know, I read the report. It was well received. It was an excellent report that was prepared by Carolyn. So, again, it was well received, and I think that the people who perhaps have a different opinion in terms of ours, in terms of getting this work done, I think that they were pretty well silenced in the report in terms of seeing where we would like to go.
Okay. Good. Well, moving right along then, the next item is the Resolutions Implementation Works Group. And as one member of that group, I have to say we haven't gotten very far. What I wanted to do under new business was to analyze the resolutions to see if, in fact, any of them were or were not implemented. I have not done that in writing yet. So that's a very
good
short
idea,
report.
Though.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. I just haven't done it. I'm afraid I'm behind, too. Mary, do you have anything to add to that at all? Or?
No, I'm busily writing here, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to do that. I've been working my way through there, but I think I haven't got that far, personally. I thought I had a... The more I got into it, the more I see I had kind of more questions and was trying to go back and see what they were, the resolutions, and what the impact and what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I was hoping to do under new business was to go over these one by one as a group. I hope that's not going to be too onerous. And then write up, you know, our questions from that.
Uh-huh.
That's as far as we've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
C was the job descriptions and timeline issue.
I'd have some more on the job description, but I didn't get it in a shape to send it out, so it's
mm-hmm.
still with my mistakes and everything. The timeline we kind of revised a little bit as in the report, you know, so it's a little bit different
mm-hmm.
from what it was, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay. Good.
Well, I think we should put... Well, you'd wanted a little more stuff in there, and I had put some more stuff in about what duties and whatnot, remember? But shouldn't we put that report into the minutes some way so that they can go, so that report becomes, on the website, becomes accessible to people and everything?
Oh, all right, good idea. You want to make a motion to that effect?
Yeah, well, I move that the report as given at the PNB in June be appended to the minutes so that it will mm-hmm. be posted to websites and be available to the public.
Is there a second to that? We don't have to somebody do it.
No.
Are there any objections to that? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Put that in, then that's done. I do have something to add, though, about the timeline. Yesterday's WBAI Local Station Board meeting had a report from our local bylaws revision committee. And what the found was that the Bylaws Revision Committee, although they said that they were working on things that were non-controversial, has in fact submitted an entire new timeline for the Elections Committee as a bylaws revision. And effectively what it does is move the elections back about 6 months. Now, that's pretty drastic, and they had some reasons for it. I suggested to Bob Lederer, who gave the report, that we work together on this, and I'm Serene Roberts was in both committees, and I'm sorry that we weren't sharing information back and forth through her, but at some point I suggested that we sit down as individuals and as committees to share our reasons and rationale for the changes and see if we can't come a little closer to agreement. So, Mary, I haven't seen your changes yet.
My changes, yeah, they were in the report that you, that the PNB report.
Oh, the ones I included in there.
Yeah, it's just that they were changed from the original one, so the minutes ought to show
that. Good. All right, good. So we need to sit down, I think, and maybe a working group can work together with this Bylaws Revision Committee. Are other Bylaws Revision Committees and other stations working on the same thing, the elections timelines? Because it would be a bit confusing if we have six different sets of timelines.
Well, they came to it by, this is Mary Berger, I'm on that committee, by, mm-hmm. Because it was felt in the beginning as how to go about this was just to find the things that everybody work first on the things that everybody agrees need changing. Of course, the election procedures are right up there. And then at the end, take up the more controversial things. So that's how everybody got onto the election, because that's the most egregious thing and the one that everybody agrees we have to change. That's how they got good.
Mm-hmm.
But I in principle, they were willing to, they agreed we all ought to work together, but I guess I'm the only one except for Serene, and it's too bad Serene isn't on here.
Yeah.
Because she's that way we have two people that are on both.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Wendy.
Obviously, the mandate of this committee is elections, and it has been one of the recommendations of this committee in the past that the timeline should be changed. And so, in my opinion, of course we can make a recommendation as to how it should be, how we think it would be best, and submit it to Bylaws Committee or directly to the PMB if we want.
Is this Melinda?
It's Wendy.
No. Oh, it's Wendy. Yeah. God, you guys sound alike.
Yes, good point. I was just hoping that if we had worked together on it, we could eliminate some last-minute disagreements, and we could actually share some rationales, because I've heard various people think different reasons are variously important,
Mm-hmm. Am I answering the wrong question? I might not have heard what you said. Are you saying, should we work with the Bylaws Committee at BAI?
With all the local Bylaws Committees? I'm wondering if all the Bylaws Committees are working on this issue, or if it's just our local WBAI. Number one.
But they reported that, the BAI one is, but they reported that to the national meeting, and so, the national committee is looking.
They've already reported it to the national committee?
I didn't hear that. They mentioned that they were looking at this. They didn't report it.
Right.
Serene talked about it saying.
Okay, but you guys, every bylaws committee is working on, and the ones that are meeting are working on whatever revisions they want to see, but our specific charge is making elections better. And mm-hmm. so I suggest that we work on, yes, if someone can get their input, fine, but I don't want to be tied down to whether we can get them all together at the same time, because it's hard to get us together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that. They might have some reasons we haven't thought of for some of the changes, but other than that, I agree.
Well, I mean, it's far from being approved, so whoever puts input into it is great.
Carolyn, this is Rob.
Yes, Rob.
I'm on the bylaws committee, and I think that there's not going to be a lot of disagreement there. The concern that the bylaws subcommittee of the governance committee has is that some of these issues are going to require amendments, which are going to require votes of the membership according to the bylaws. So I think it's important that you probably, you, Madam Chair, have direct discussions with Lydia Brezon to make sure that you're on the same page, because the sooner we can get the membership to approve some of those changes, the better. And I think, yes, that the elections timetable is the, you know, is the big issue for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they're going to be, I don't think that they're going to be inimical to those, considerations.
That's a good point. I'm just questioning whether we have the same rationale for the changes that we want.
It doesn't matter. If we come up with the same date, then who cares what reasons we have?
Well, some of them might be more persuasive than others, but I get your point. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's a good suggestion, Bob. I will talk to Lydia.
Yeah. Maybe just establish a communication path or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Can I clarify, will you guys clarify something for me? So the governance committee of the PNB has a bylaw subcommittee, and Lydia is what in that? Is she's on
it? She's the convener or the chair, whatever you want to call it.
She's
of the National Board Bylaw Subcommittee, right?
Right. And then there are...
I didn't know that.
The subcommittee of the governance committee, Wendy.
Right.
The PNB governance... Okay, I thought
yes.
It was on the local governance committee. So that's... Okay, good to know.
It's rather convoluted. The governance committee set up local committees, which then has to report to governance, which then has to report back, you know, to the PNB. It's a little bit roundabout, put it mildly.
Well, that's
all right. So
depleted.
I will certainly do that. Any other suggestions for working on the timeline or the job description?
I don't at this moment.
Okay, and then
I'll have my job description draft ready for next time, I'm sure.
Very good. Okay.
I expect.
Now, the next item was the database
and
audit.
This is LaVarne.
LaVarne, yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I have the phone on mute. I guess when we start talking about, you know, what the governance committee or the subcommittee, the governance committee, the bylaws committee is doing, I guess when we start looking at our timeline, I guess we were looking at it in terms of what the current bylaws are.
Right.
But maybe we should have, you know, run a duplicate timeline in terms of what we really think is the best
mm-hmm.
timeline for the elections, and if it happens to correspond with what these various
mm-hmm.
bylaws subcommittees are doing, then that's great. Or, you know, there'll have to be some type of agreement among the five subcommittees in each station in terms of the timeline. So if we can just
mm-hmm.
work on our timeline again
mm-hmm.
within the current bylaws, then what we really think is the best way to handle this election.
Mm-hmm. I put an item under five, which was a legal opinion on the extension of the election time frame. The question has come up, as we talked about this at the last meeting, what will be the effect of extending the time frame by 1, 2, or 6 months? It will be to keep people in office longer, and how will that impinge on the following election and so on. So whether we need a legal opinion or not is another question, but that is an issue down below.
Yeah.
Okay, now the next item was a database integrity in the audit, and I don't think we've done anything on that either, although that was up for discussion last time briefly.
Well, I've been trying to, this is Mary Burke, I've been trying to find out how we can go about this with the unpaid staff, at least at our station. Now, I realize all the stations are different. But it's so, because you had problems with both the paid and the unpaid staff at BAI, I think you said, getting them registered. And we didn't have any, the paid staff is just, you know, whoever got the paycheck, and that's
mm-hmm.
clear.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a situation where, well, people were talking about, you know, we can have anybody walk in and say they're part of a collective, and what does this mean? And
mm-hmm.
one suggestion was to have the collectives have, like, a certain number of hours. I don't know how this is going to work. Just, you know, this is, I think there could be a lot of objections, but maybe there's something to work with here where,
mm-hmm.
say, they might have 5 people in a collective or 50, but it's hinged to, they get as many votes among them, and their representatives can vote as let's say it takes 20 hours or 50 hours to produce one on-air hour or whatever ratio. You know, there are standards for these, so you mm-hmm. establish that. And then let's say they've produced 1 hour of programming, whether or not it ever got approved for the air, but they've produced it and put it in, at, you know, and they have a demo. So they would have then, let's say, 50 hours or 20 hours or whatever we decide of time, and they would apportion that to, that would be for them, and they would get a vote as a collective. This is very, it was just a suggestion somebody gave me this morning, actually, and because I've been asking around for ideas on how to, how are we going to monitor the unpaid staff. It's really difficult. We don't want to do Homeland Security stuff, but we've been on the honor system, so if it isn't working, then can we have something that's not Homeland Security and still will prevent this stuff happening? And so that was one suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what anybody thinks about it. It means that there'd be less than one vote per person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So whether people would squawk, but...
Well, I think that that is the problem. The KPSA and DAI, the unpaid staff mm-hmm. organizations,
right.
have different standards for what constitutes membership than the bylaws. So how to reconcile those two is going to be a major problem for us. We're going to have to come up with some formula or some way to reconcile that. And that may require a bylaws change. It may require something less drastic. But that's a good solution, I think, partially.
This is
what
Wendy. At KPFT, we don't have any kind of unpaid staff union. So the rule that you have to, if you participate or volunteer in any capacity for 30 hours in the preceding 3 months, then you are considered staff. Now, we have a lot of people who are very, very dedicated who come in and clean the toilets and or mow the lawn or...
Right.
You know, stuff envelopes, but they're not on-air people,
mm-hmm.
and it really, you know, and in many cases, they don't necessarily know the, I mean, we know why the rule was put out there, so that staff would vote for staff, and that,
right.
you know, they would never be running against a listener, and it was really meant for on-air people. So we've had the problem, you know, where we've made these people that are fairly unknown around the station but are there doing, like, the most menial jobs that, that you know, a programmer would never do, having to be voted for by programmers. And
Well, how could that be?
Well, I think if you have an unpaid staff organizing agreement, then only on-air people are in that group, right?
No, off-air people, but they're producing programming, and people that were, I think the bylaws that we have, or somewhere, it excludes people who were, like, answering the phone and mailing out.
Oh, that was for pledge drives, but really people that hang out there and do other jobs that aren't radio, in the way we've interpreted it, and I think this is what it says, has been forced to run and vote as staff.
My God.
Oh, that is strange, yes.
We had a big deal recently about that.
Well, yeah, that was for program council, but we use the same definitions that they use for, yeah, that was even worse because, well, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I don't know, this whole deal about abiding by the agreements of the unpaid staff unpaid staff union, but then other states. It's too weird to have. I don't know what to do about it, but this is something that we have to address.
Well, I think that putting that in the separate committee of putting that in a separate committee is the problem, because what we have is not enough people to do the work. Could we possibly have some people to work on this issue? Maybe, Wendy, you would like to work with a few people across the board on this?
Well, I would suggest that we involve listeners who care about these issues, because we simply, PNB members can't do all the work necessary. LSB members are rather strapped themselves. And so we need a mechanism for involving dedicated listeners in this process, at least just to advise us.
Well, and some staff people,
take
too.
Them seriously.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of staff people that are upset about, I mean, most of our staff people do follow the honor system really scrupulously. And they're upset about the fact that people can't, so they're very interested to solve this problem. So they want to make sure their lists are clean for
right.
lots of reasons.
Right, and the fact that by having an unpaid staff union that is in control of the list, we need to make sure that these lists are verifiable no matter what. Now,
right.
APFT, they've recently instituting all kinds of policies lately, so they made a policy. You're talking about Homeland Security. Well, it says that, you know, if you're a volunteer, a programmer, or a volunteer, anybody volunteering needs to put a copy of their driver's license on file. I really have a problem with that. Like, if somebody's been there for 30 years volunteering and that they're going to tell them that they're out if they don't give them their ID, I don't know. I have a problem with that. But at the same time, I mean, I guess we at least, it's a pain. It's real hard to do, but somehow we have to have somebody signing off on their hours. You know, if it's going to be an election, it's got to be fair, and it's got to be perceived as fair, no matter if it is or not. I mean, not if it is or not, but I mean, even if it is and people think it isn't, that doesn't help either.
Yeah, well, may I chime in here for a minute? I think that one of the issues really is who's in charge of the process. If we have a volunteer coordinator, or is it a development director, or is it the paid union, if there's a, you know, a paid union. So that maybe we need to set up a work group of people from this committee.
Yeah.
Plus, as you say, some listeners from each station to develop a policy.
Yeah, a work group from this committee.
Or you can call it a task force. Or
yeah, to I missed the verb that came after.
Well, to work with people from each station.
Right.
And make sure that perhaps they're evenly balanced, either all listeners or one.
No, they should be happening. Staff, well, I don't know. I just know at our place, staff is really, they have probably better ideas on how to do this because they know the day-to-day workings and how you might do it. So, but other people have, the listeners have ideas that maybe, you know, from a distance they could see something. I think we need both. But then like I say, most of our unpaid staff really doesn't want to have it like this. So there is that kind of a will. I don't know if what other stations have. But people here are really upset about, you know, people coming to unpaid staff meetings and bringing their neighbors and their kids and I don't know what and say, and having them all registered as staff. I mean, there's a huge outcry. This is only happening just now. It didn't happen in the election particularly, but now it's going to be happening.
Well, and we should be encouraging lots of people to come into our stations. I mean,
well, but these people, I am told. Now, this is hearsay. You know, I don't personally know these things, but I've told that people have registered twice, and I am told that people who are, you know, they just, like I say, bring their kids or whoever, and the kids or the neighbors are not working on anything. They're not working on any projects, but they just sign them up anyway.
Well, I think this is a real issue, Mary, and it was that part of what you described is the basis for the WBAI Election Rescue Act, some of the padding of the roles, intentionally or unintentionally, that has to be monitored. So maybe
I think a work group is a
good
idea.
Good, and who would like to lead that? Wendy, would you like to organize that? Or?
I really can't lead anything right now. I'm trying to juggle too many things.
I don't think I can lead it, but I definitely want to be involved because I am working on it already. So to put the work.
This is LaVonne.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I can't lead either, but I just had an idea is that, you know, maybe I know, Mary, you're involved in a number of committees and secretary to a number, but, you know, maybe we should start initially not with listeners, and with the staff to have them meet, and when they have their meetings, or those who don't have meetings on this, to meet and to start putting forth ideas in terms of how they can really create an unpaid staff list that is where the staff is accountable for it, and that's something that will be available within some time frame so that it can be looked at before the election. So, you know, maybe can kind of like go down to a subcommittee by station to look at the whole unpaid staff issues and somehow to arrange that. And again, Mary, I know you're involved in a lot of things, but maybe if you have contact, like you said, you talk with Serene, maybe, you know, and then talk with the other stations, and Wendy could tell you who to speak to, or Ted can tell you who to speak to at KPFT, and then we can go to Kay and to and talk with Rob, and just try to start something within the stations to start addressing this issue now, because all of us are concerned, and we're trying to address
okay.
that.
This is Wendy. Can I say another thing? I would not want this to be very staff heavy, because technically that's a conflict of interest if they're ending up keeping people out or something. You know, I just would like this to be a real balanced committee, and I wonder if I might suggest that we just think about this since it just came up just now, and you know, maybe just report back on what we've thought of in at the next meeting, maybe send out emails asking people what they think, and I don't think it's going to be resolved right now.
This is Ted.
That's a good point. Maybe you can do that. Ted?
I'd like to. This is Ted. I haven't spoken on this issue. May I?
Please.
I would like to suggest that we request of the management at all five stations to give us their ideas on how they think this problem can be solved. They can do it either collectively or independently. I don't care, but I think that they're going to be the ones who are going to be the gatekeepers in the final analysis for those people who come into the stations and volunteer, whether it's on or off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can get a lot of work done by putting some of this in the hands of the people who are getting paid, but we shouldn't let their advice be anything more than that. There's one other component to this that we have not addressed, and I've been wanting to for a long time, and it has to do with what we're doing right now. We took roll. We know what time this meeting started. We'll know when it's over, when it ends. And minutes of meetings, as far as I'm concerned, should also be a record of volunteer involvement, not necessarily for whether you're staff or whether you're from the public, because these meetings we know are considered to be part of our public involvement. But the bottom line is people, all meetings are not held at the station, and people don't have a place where they can sign in. So I would like for that 3 hours business. The bylaws say you can put in 3 hours in a year and you become a voting member of Pacifica. I would like the minutes of meetings, once they are approved by the local station boards or the board meetings, to be a part of the record of who attended meetings and who put in volunteer time.
That's a good idea, except that, you know, for the hour, for the membership, for them to be qualifying as listener members, membership on the committees or subcommittees doesn't count.
Hi, this is Teresa.
It counts as far as membership time for volunteer. It doesn't put you into the category of being staff, but it does qualify you for volunteerism, and for instead of paying the $35.
Right. That's what I think it does not, but I'll research this. I feel I don't want to take up the meeting time looking for it, but I am sure that I have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Members, that time spent in committee work for LSBs or whatever does not count toward that
for
volunteering
membership?
In the phone room.
Well,
so
that's something
Teresa
we do have
here?
To think about. Excuse me, did I hear Teresa come online?
She said
Teresa?
Hello.
Teresa, are you on? She came on.
She was on briefly.
Is she a member of this committee?
No, she's not. That's
no,
why
she's
I'm
not.
Asking. Wrong meeting.
I think she I think we're a little still. She's confused about which meeting, which committee she's on.
But
you know, she can. I mean, if she's because
there's no other committee
earlier this morning. But you know,
there might be another committee meeting happening now, and it's just the wrong number. That's all.
Yeah.
Who knows what committee she's on?
Carolyn?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Is it, I don't know whether it's Carolyn or Mary, but let me read to you in the bylaws, page 3 of 49. It said, listener-sponsored members shall be, and I'll skip to number 2, have volunteered a minimum of 3 hours of service to any foundation radio station. Said contribution can be considered non-refundable. Said volunteer work shall be performed under the supervision of the radio station management and shall include volunteer work on committees of the local station board.
I'm seeing.
Well, I think I agree with you. That time should be counted, and I think that's a very good suggestion.
Okay, I think I was thinking of staff. I got it mixed up. That doesn't qualify.
If we take Wendy's suggestion and write up our thoughts and pass them around. Next meeting.
Okay, now what are we going to do? This is an action. So let me write. Can you say it again? What did you just say, Carolyn?
Well, you just started. I think we're going to write up our ideas.
Okay.
On this particular issue on the volunteer, on the question of staff definition, essentially, what constitutes staff?
Yeah, on definition. Right.
With regard to database integrity.
Right.
Excuse me, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is Teresa. This is Teresa. Are there any national board members on?
Teresa, this is the Elections Committee.
Just trying to ask.
Are there any national board members on this call?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I thought. Which national board member is on this call?
Wendy
from KVFT. I'm here, Wendy.
Wendy, isn't there a PNB meeting to conference tonight?
No, it's tomorrow
night.
I'm sorry, Wendy.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You were right.
See, well, this is what I heard this morning, and I thought that's what I said. The PNB was tomorrow, but I don't know.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Monday, right? Yes.
Right. Tomorrow is Monday, yeah.
Okay. I'm getting one of those headaches that I used to have when I was on the Finance Committee, National Finance Committee meetings.
Oh,
but I took an Excedrin. It should go away soon.
That's an Excedrin headache, huh?
Yeah, that's what I had today. That's why I had to leave.
I understand that.
Well, let's see if we can't make it go a little more smoothly. Are we agreed on the action here that everyone will write up ideas? Perhaps I will contact management. I think Ted's suggestion is a good one, if that's all right with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for their input, and everyone else, contact anyone else you can think of and write it up.
Oh, and also, Mrs. Lahari, maybe talk at our next LSB meetings, kind of talk about that, too, to see what type of feedback we can get.
And I'd like to talk to our unpaid staff council. We just elected five new ones. They're the unpaid staff organization council.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very concerned with this issue, and they're fairly new. They have only been sitting there a month, so they're, you know, they've got energy yet.
Good point. I wanted to speak for a moment to the second part of that item, which was the audit. Serious audits really do cost money, so I will try to get a cost estimate, but I do think we need to think about asking for a full and complete audit. It should have been done before the last election, and there isn't all that much time to do it. So unless there's some objections to that, I'll try to get some estimates of how much it would cost to do an audit at different levels of detail for our database.
This is Serene. What do you mean by an audit?
Oh, great.
So, Serene, you're on the list? Oh, good.
All right.
In spite of the fact that, of course, I got no notice.
Well, Serena, I sent it to you at the same place you have the WBAI LSB notices. And
Carolyn,
since you run that list, I don't know how you don't know.
Carolyn,
get it.
I've posted to our LSB list under my new address. I told it to you.
No, you didn't, dear. I haven't gotten a thing from you.
Excuse me. I told it to you when I saw you. I gave it to LaVarne last weekend in Berkeley. For some reason, I never seem to get notices of meetings.
I send them to the same place. Excuse me?
So this is LaVarne. Yeah, you told me, and I did write it down, but so I went to my email to see if I'd received anything else from you, and I looked in my spam folder, and I didn't see anything. So
can you tell us what it is now, so we have no more?
LaVarne, I'm sorry, I don't understand. What does that have to do with my not getting a notice of today's meeting, either the change in time or the fact that we're using a different code?
Serene, you know, let's get back to the meeting, and we won't. And I don't care to go through this long discussion. Are these little nitpick?
Can we determine what the proper address is?
Not
you mentioned my name. You said that you were giving it to me, and I told you the result. the action that I tried to do to get
Levon,
your email address.
So
I was speaking to what
meeting.
You had
given
me. Wait a minute, just a minute. One of us, only one can speak at one time.
I gave you the address. What is
Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me speak to your point about giving me your email address. I did write it down. I went to my spam folder to see if I saw more in there. I didn't see it, so I don't have your address.
I gave it to you. You just said you wrote it down. What? That doesn't make any sense. What are you saying? If you just admitted that I gave you the address and you wrote it down, so why are you now telling me a week later that you don't have it?
I had to do this. Can we just get back to the meeting, please?
As a point of order, I would like to know what the process is
Madam
for notifying members about meetings.
I'm going to make a ruling here, and I'm going to say this once, and I'm not going to say it again. I have been contacting Serene at the same email address that I use for the WAI LSC meetings, and that, in fact, Serene runs that list. So I believe that
such listserv. Our secretary runs the listserv. I've posted with my new address.
Oh, you set it up. You did not give me any email address. I told you to send it to me, and you did not do that. So I've been sending it to the WBAI LSD list, and that nothing has ever bounced from that. There's no reason why you should not have gotten those messages. If you have another email address, then please send it to me, and send it to me from an email address that is working. I have been sending it to you, WBI LSD address, and nothing is ever bound.
That is a lie.
Serene, can I ask a question in here first?
You are totally out of order.
You're out of order, Carolyn.
But it's point of order, you guys, we need to move on with
a point of order, could I just...
We want you here. We want you to get the notices. Please give the proper address, and they will send it to you. Can we move on from here now?
It seems to me
Serene,
that
either read the address, or we'll move on, please. You have an address that you want messages
sent? Excuse me. Carolyn Burden. There's no need to overtalk me. I think about three people have jumped in. I haven't heard you ask anyone to stop. I would like to respond because this is a serious matter. It has been a problem since the notices went out. Meetings have been planned. People have not been noticed. I sent LaVarne three separate emails with my new address. I gave it to her in Berkeley last weekend. She now sits there and says, "Well, you gave it to me. I wrote it down, and I
no, I did not say I wrote it down.
Folder, so I
That's
don't.
What I said. I did
LaVarne,
not write it down.
LaVarne, you
if you're
going to
quote me correctly,
excuse me,
Serene, excuse
you,
me,
you stood
Serene,
there and wrote
me.
It down.
Excuse me, I did not write it down.
So what did you just say about checking your spam folder to look for the address that you?
More, because I recall, I have a memory. I remembered you said more. So I checked my spam folder to see if it was in there. I didn't see anything in there from more. So I don't have your address.
May I ask, may I make a point of order, Mary Bird?
Please.
I would like Serene to give me her address. I'm the secretary. If you just say it right this minute, I will write it down right this minute and send you an email, and let's see that you get it.
Thank you, Mary.
Can you do that? So what
I'll
is your address?
I'll email it to you right away.
Thank you.
Okay, you have my address, right, Serene?
I do. We're on the same committees as
I know,
is Carolyn.
But you're not getting the notices, so I wanted to have the address. I want to find an address that works.
Mary, I thank you for your efforts, and I will send you the address. My
Great.
Point is that Ms. Burden also has the address and
then,
has deliberately failed to use it.
Well, I
she
can't
does
speak
not
to
want
any of that.
My voice
because,
in this
but,
process.
Well,
I
can't speak to that, but I will send you an email...
Music?
And then I will see if I will have a return receipt on it, so I'll know if you get it or not.
Excuse me, point of information. Serene, which address is it that you think I have? I have WBAI underscore LSC for you. Which address do you think I have other than the LSC address?
I think you must be confused. We're on the same listserv. I've posted to the listserv with the address that we're discussing, and I don't know why you keep pretending you don't know what it is.
Madam Chair,
I resent the implication and we're totally out of order.
Madam Chair,
you can resent
it. It's
true.
Madam Chair, this is LaVarne. Can we just proceed with what Mary had requested of the member and so we can get back to the meeting? Thank you.
I would like the committee to know, though, what the...
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
Thank
point
you.
Of personal privilege. Why do you get the last word on everything? We've just come up with a
moving
resolution.
The agenda. The next
Move
item
on.
Is the WVAI Election Rescue Act, for which we've allotted 5 minutes. Does anyone have anything to say about that?
We'll see. Wait.
Sorry?
This is Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was supposed to work with Dan a bit on Richard.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Because we've been quite busy this week, I think we have a little time. It seems like we don't get on these national calls to anything but, you know, emergencies
mm-hmm.
every time. So I'd like to table that to the next meeting after Richard gets back and we have a little time to look it over.
How about
hey, Patty?
Linda? Was
I'll respond to the next meeting.
Also.
Is there any objection to that?
Not at all. Patty?
Yes?
I'm going to work with you on that, too. Would you please be sure to let me know what's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, because I put
mm-hmm.
you down there.
This is Serene. I'd like to work on it as well.
Oh, okay. So we've got Patty, Melinda, Serene, and Richard.